For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. A year and a half after a devastating flood, hundreds of people in Richland County are still out of their homes. Disaster recovery officials continue working to place people into a safe and permanent home. But a large-scale recovery after two big rainstorms takes time. Mike King leads the recovery effort out of Richland County. With the help of nonprofit organizations, King has gotten 151 people back into their houses. South Carolina received $157 million of federal money for recovery. Richland County gets 15% of that. King says the county's portion will go towards
mobile home replacement, single family rehab rebuild, development through small business loans, and major infrastructure, which is culverts, ditches, bridges, things like that in the county.
While those are major steps, any one of these projects will likely take months or years to execute. The county is even still waiting on federal funds for its home buyout program. King says just that will be an enormous effort.
We know there's 63 residents, homes, that people can't live in, that are abandoned, that are sitting there, that we need to get bought and need to get cleared and get those folks economic freedom that they can go do something else.
With all said and done, King estimates recovery will take 3 to 4 more years. And that's normal, according to Dr. Susan Cutter. She's an expert in disaster mitigation at the University of South Carolina.
And it just takes time for that money to be allocated. It takes time to do the planning that's necessary and for those funds to actually reach back to the state.
After certain costly disasters, the federal government appropriates money to help states recover. But that disbursement can take a long time to reach the people it's intended to help. Cutter adds, a year and a half in, Richland County is on the right track with recovery. Adding federal funds always take a long time to trickle down.
And to get a good outcome, you have to be patient.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.